And welcome back to the hour number two with Dr. Bob Teal. Welcome back, Dr. Bob.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Bill.
Well, we didn't have sufficient time to go over the issues regarding Hillary. And since the FBI have absolved her of all indictments, I think it's unbelievably good timing on your part to not only do the Hillary book more than a year ago, but also to update it. Tell us how this ties in with our current thesis of you as one of the leaders of the continuing Church of God.
Yes, well, thanks for having me on. As you mentioned before, I've got a book out called The Hillary Clinton Prophecy and the Destruction of the United States. And I did two editions. The first edition came out within 24 hours of her announcing her candidacy this time for the presidency. Now, I actually wrote the book based on the fact that she originally said she was going to announce somewhere around the 1st of January of 2015. But as anyone who watched the news last night can testify to, the fact she says something doesn't necessarily mean it's the case. And she didn't announce or make her decision on January 1st. So I waited until she did announce it. I made a few other updates. And anyway, when my book came out, I actually mentioned Emailgate, which is how I define this particular scandal that she's involved with. And, you know, I don't know, Bill, if you caught either Fox or MSNBC last night, but both of them had exactly the same cuts, basically. Hillary saying one thing, and then the FBI director Comey contradicting Hillary's testimony regarding the fact that she was saying that there was no classified information, and he said there was, that the reason she had this private server is because she only wanted one server, and he's like, no, she has multiple servers. And the excuses and lies she's publicly stated regarding this scandal over the last year or so, he rebutted all those. But, of course, then came and said, well, but we're not going to do anything.
Yeah, no, the thing they did, though, and I actually saw the statute. I read it myself. And under the statute, and Comey reinterpreted the statute, which is not
correct.
His right.
He changed the law.
He changed the law. And Comey tried to act really cool, like he was really reasonable. He's not reasonable. Comey, to me, did an illegal and a criminal activity on reinterpreting the law, and it doesn't mean you have intent. And what do you mean, malicious intent? When you know your server's being hacked and you actually purposely shut it down and even expunge thousands of emails, when you know you're using it as a data center for your illegal activities with the State Department, when you know that you're being hacked into, possibly by foreign powers that can put agents in danger or public security, or, as Comey said, there's even a number of emails that are above top secret that were there, and she tried to pretend that none of them were marked top secret, but the whole status of the act was to say you have to assume these require a degree of care to protect U.S. security. She didn't give a damn. And the fact that she lied to us on every single step disqualifies her from even running. But remember now, the majority of Americans, this means the majority of the population that are the voters, will vote Democrat this coming election, unfortunately. And to me, I consider that criminal activity on the part of the U.S. public, considering just how corrupt and evil this person is.
Well, let me make another comment about what the FBI director claimed yesterday. Hey, first of all, just because some law hasn't had anybody prosecuted under it, doesn't mean you don't prosecute.
Right.
There's lack of precedent here.
Well, they have prosecuted minor people, military people, even General Petraeus.
Actually, and this part was interesting. Now, I'm going to have to rely on MSNBC from what I'm about to tell you, because I haven't had time to go and try to confirm it. But I was watching Lawrence O'Donnell on Last Word last night.
Right.
Now, they tend to be, you know, generally speaking, pro-Democrat and pro-Hillary.
Right.
Well, he had something, in addition to the fact he showed that flat out kept showing all the clips with her lying, he actually said that the one reason that there's not a precedent, supposedly, is because of something that Bill Clinton did. Now, listeners might recall the fact that the last day of President Clinton's presidency, he pardoned many people. I think it was like 150 people or 140, whatever it was.
Right, a lot.
Now, that of itself is not particularly uncommon, but he pardoned people basically who were known for giving him campaign contributions. I think he pardoned his brother, various ones who committed various crimes. But the part that O'Donnell pointed out last night, which was really interesting to me in regarding all of this, she said that there was a CIA head, and that he had a personal computer in his basement or something, and it had classified information on it. And he had, the night before, Friday night before, made a deal with the Justice Department that he was pleading guilty to a misdemeanor as a plea bargain, so they wouldn't get him for a felony, considering he had this material.
Right.
Okay. And according to what I saw on The Last Word last night, they said that, but it was late in the day, so they couldn't file it. Okay. So it didn't actually get filed because it's the end of the day on a Friday. Well, the next morning, Bill Clinton pardoned the guy. So the Justice Department had to stop it. And so, but the idea that you wouldn't prosecute somebody for having classified information on a computer is simply untrue. First, anybody who's looked at the law would suggest that's not the case.
Right.
But beyond that, again, they actually opened a case and were going to accept a plea bargain for somebody on this before. So this of course, whole thing stinks to high heaven. You've got somebody going on there saying, yeah, she's guilty, she's guilty, she's guilty, she's guilty, she lied, she lied, she's guilty, she's lied. And she mishandled national security. She put the United States, security of the United States at risk for personal reasons.
Right.
Yet then he goes and starts, instead of acting like an FBI agent, then he tries to act like a lawyer.
Right.
Well, we don't think anybody could prove intent, therefore don't pursue this. Well, first of all, it isn't his call.
Well, first off, intent's not the benchmark.
Right, it's not the benchmark.
It's not the benchmark at all. He knew that. He knew the difference. He's, you know.
Of course, it's not that. They've got to know the difference. But beyond that, intent, well, what was the intent of this? It wasn't the reason she gave. Okay, she said she had it because she only wanted one device or one server or something.
Right.
And he said that that's not true. Okay? Therefore, her supposed reason for doing it was not correct. So the intent is that she must have had another intention.
Right.
And most analysts,
so in other words,
many analysts,
in one hand, he supports the idea that she had an intent to do something which was illegal, but
right.
Then he says she doesn't have intent, which is violates common sense and logic. And then he changes the interpretation of the statute, which he doesn't have a right to do, and overstretches his power. And then says, therefore, we're not going to recommend indictment because, of course, the Justice Department, after being dirtied by the visit from Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, says, well, I'm not just going to accept whatever the FBI says. The FBI doesn't have the right to recommend an indictment. They just have to recommend the evidence to show whether
right.
or not the statute was violated. And the
Which
FBI director overreached, and then the Department of Justice did nothing. This is all a scheme to lock this situation. So there's one law for the little guys, like, for example, some of these different military people who have used classified information, like in the book with Patrice's girlfriend. But on the one hand, and then on Hillary Clinton, but it shows you the system is so corrupt and so evil that if a woman like Hillary and her husband, Bill, because they're a cabal, are willing to do something like this, imagine what they'll do when they get the power of the presidency. God help us.
Well, again, you know, you got to think, there's two issues I want to bring up. One that you brought up, but let's bring up the other one, and I'll get back to it. And that is that, you know, why would she do this? Well, the reason she'd have a private server is because she'd have the ability to delete emails.
Right.
And what did she do? Deleted emails. And not just deleted them, but had it all scrubbed clean. Okay?
Right.
And made it so, and she knew Freedom of Information Act, and she knew all that. Okay?
Right.
She had no excuse, you know. You and I have both had some exposure to having security clearances and all this kind of stuff with our past backgrounds.
Right.
They scare you to death about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. You speak sideways anything classified, and you're imprisoned and or worse.
Yeah, and so instead, she, who definitely would have known better, has done it. But the Loretta Lynch thing, since you mentioned that, I'd like to. This is a personal peeve of mine that I'd like to just get off my chest, and that is, she's trying to say, well, we didn't discuss this particular matter. All we discussed was a few other things and about our grandkids.
Yeah, grandkids and golfing.
Okay, but let's just say that's all they talked about. How inappropriate is that? His wife, Bill's wife, is under Department of Justice investigation. And he meets with her and reminds them about their personal relationship together. You know, like, you know, by the way, we're friends, so, you know, make sure you treat us like, you know, you know, continue to treat me like a friend.
He's also an expert witness if the foundation's involved, connected to the server. Because it's very obvious that the financial connections to the foundation are tied directly to server and to misuse of the Department of the State Department and its ability to authorize contracts inside America, sales of military arms and so on, and all kinds of activities, including 20% of the uranium mined out of Oregon now is literally given through corporations and donations backed by the Russians to Russia. People don't know how crazy this is, and the fact she's not persecuted and prosecuted by the Department of Justice, who played this little game along with the FBI, pretending that there was no intent when he has no right to decide that issue. It didn't go through a court of law, so how can he determine intent? You know, this is not rational on his part. He is simply supposed to present the evidence and let the evidence speak for itself. He's not supposed to make judgments, and he should know better.
Except for some reason, paraphrase or quote Donald Trump, the fix was in.
Well, I'm going to make some bold statements here, and I may be out on a very long and very creaky limb, but we now have the last pope, which is Pope Francis, in the office of the Vatican, which is obviously a devil. And anybody who wants to defend him, let me tell you, call in live and we'll take you down. Number two, we have a world hurtling toward a number of singularities of artificial intelligence, genetic human engineering, and Earth cataclysms in terms of weather with the jet streams crossing and new organisms literally exerting themselves on the world stage every week. And then we have the Middle Eastern war being energized by the globalists, in fact supported by ISIS and ISIL, by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Arab Emirates, NATO, Turkey, and America. And even Turkey's getting skittish because they realize they can't control ISIS when they, after they make an announcement to apologize to Russia, within 24 hours they do the massive bombing on the Ataturk airport, the 10th most busy airport on the planet. So where I see things going is, if Hillary Clinton becomes the president, and I've said this actually for decades, that the most powerful empire in history is America, and the most powerful person has to be an evil leader of this nation. And if Hillary Clinton gets in, she is, I'm not going to say she is, but she is the best damn candidate I couldn't say for a beast dictator. Which, you know, when she gets on the scenes, as I say, she will not have her hand off the tiller, which is a comment made February before last by Hillary Clinton about Obama because he's always golfing. She won't have her hand off the tiller. God help us.
Well, it's... As you know, and I'll remind your listeners, in my book about Hillary Clinton, I give 20 reasons why she's apocalyptic. Obviously, right. I don't believe she's the beast.
No, but she's a real good candidate. Let's put it this way. She is the devil's daughter. This woman is patently, methodically, and scarily evil.
Well, she's, you know, she's wanted the presidency forever from the reports that I've read. And what's interesting or bizarre, whichever term you want, I think it was 2 years ago, and I have the citation in my book, so I'm going to go by my memory on
right.
this. Bill Clinton was interviewed, and he said, oh, yeah, Hillary and I made a deal. She'd support whatever I do for the next 25 years, and then whatever after I'm done, I'll support whatever she wants. And that was the deal. So people who wonder, you know, how could she just get so just mad at Monica Lewinsky and all these women that that her husband was involved with,
right,
and not take it out on him, is because he was part of her plan. And now she's trying to capitalize on that. For a guy with low character, this is a deal apparently he hasn't violated, because I think he figures that he's got all kinds of perks and advantages if his wife is president. So despite all this, they kind of remind me, you know, you've heard the honor, the expression, there's no honor between thieves. But sometimes within the mafia, you know, the families are pretty tight. And so we've seen a deal that these two have made. And we see them both fulfilling
well,
the deal.
They certainly know how to run in Washington. It's obvious that they probably have, and I'm going to use a little gross statement here, they probably have in the left or right hands of either one of them, the private parts of various political allies and enemies, because they get a pass on things that most normal people, little people, would go to prison for at least a decade. So it indicates to me that things are way over the top, super corrupt.
Well, it's not just stuff like that. I mean, if you look at the media, for example, I'll publicly state this before your audience. Okay, you and I have a different opinion on Donald Trump. That being said,
he's a baby Christian with a narcissistic personality disorder and a potty mouth. So it's obvious to me he has some positive things because he can bring business back to America. But unless he has proper allies and advisors, both spiritual, geopolitical, and other, the brashness and the lack of his intelligence, because it's obvious to me he's probably somewhat above average intelligence, but he's not a genius.
Well, what I was going to say about this is when you're talking about that you feel the Clintons have some particular sway over various ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you look at the media, their vehement hate toward Donald Trump.
Right.
And I'm not a fan, and you pointed out some of his flaws.
Oh, yeah, he's lots of flaws. In fact, if he continues to behave like he's doing now, he's virtually guaranteed to lose this election.
Yeah, so anyway, but the media just absolutely twists everything that they can against him.
Right.
Like, for example, the so-called Star of David nonsense thing that came up a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, where he had a star on some kind of ad that somebody put out and said he's against
the Jews. Right, and let me just comment about that for a second.
Yeah.
Decades ago, I heard somebody got, when I was a supervisor someplace, somebody claimed that I was tolerating some racial thing because somebody said something, right? Well, the expression that they used, I'm sorry, I'm so unracist. I wasn't aware. I never heard the statement, and therefore, because I wasn't hanging around racists, so I had never heard this racist statement. So when somebody said a statement which supposedly was racist, it wasn't anything that registered with me because it was not. I had no experience with it. Okay,
right.
and to claim because somebody used a sheriff's badge in an ad that was against Hillary Clinton, who is not Jewish, by the way. And then to just insist, and I saw this person on the news yesterday who was, I guess she was on CNN. I can hear your bumper music going on. I'll talk about it on the other side, but just they wanted to get rid of him so much. They twisted it.
These rabid news broadcasters and journalists that are out of their mind.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Welcome back. So, I don't think there's a lot of difference in our concern over Trump, but I think Trump is a baby Christian. He's not an advanced Christian. I mean, if you ask him to quote, he says it's the most important book in the world, but ask him to quote scripture and integrate it into his life, he can't. Yes, I believe he has mutated to now he's pro-life. I don't think it's a feign. I do believe that the man has gone through a lot of changes over time, and for them to say he's anti-Semitic is the most insane, crazy thing, and a number of people... The number of people that even employ their women or of different races, this man is not a racist, not a misogynist. He just has political potty mouth. He's like a kid in grade 11 or 12, a little bit of Asperger syndrome, whose mouth talks faster than his brain. And that's, you know, I don't see him as particularly brilliant. I see him as maybe above average intelligence. But if he has proper advisors, he can succeed. But he can't succeed the way he's behaving right now. I can tell you, if I was running for president, most of the gaffes that this idiot has done, and he is an idiot, and so is Hillary, by the way. I mean, when she comes on publicly, she looks so phony. I don't know how the Democrats can stomach her, especially the ones like Bernie Sanders supporters that are going, oop, oop, and they're making statements in news broadcasts, not just on Fox, but MSNBC and CNN, and you ask them to describe one or two words about Hillary, and they're not nice words. I mean, these people can't take enough geopolitical anti-Nazis. We're talking about Bernie Sanders supporters to tolerate Hillary. This is going to be a very strange election. Two people that are not well-liked, two people that are asocial and social misfits, both of them are. Donald Trump will build up America and make it greater if he gets good advisors, but he's got a long way to go because he's dealing with with demographic issues. He's dealing with the fact that he has to prove to conservatives that he really is conservative, and he's gone a long way with listing people he's going to make as judges. Who he decides for vice president will make a big difference. If he chooses someone who actually has some oratorial powers and is reasonable and is not going to make political gaffes and stupid statements that are going to inflame people or be used by the other side to destroy him, Hillary Clinton can almost do anything. She could eat babies on the lawn, and the news media would say, look, that's okay, that baby was going to die anyway, and it's fine, and it's Hillary.
Well, okay, the media's already said that her endorsement of selling baby parts was totally fine. Although, of course, she didn't say she endorses selling baby parts. She says she stands behind Planned Parenthood and all that kind of stuff, because for some reason she's really big into that. But, you know, what we were saying before the break is that despite Donald Trump's issues and... the reality is the media in general does not want him in. They don't think they can control him.
Well, it's not just control. There's three issues. The world is moving toward a cashless system of total control. It's moving toward Pax Americana, not just on an economic basis, but military basis, which is the United Nations and a projection of the old British Empire through the America, which is why it's in New York City in an old slaughterhouse grounds. We're moving toward a situation where Russia and China don't want to go along with this plan. The BRICS nations are being persecuted by us financially. And even the aggravation of the differences between Sunni and Shiite Islam, it's obvious that the West wants to continue to inflame this Middle Eastern conflict so that they can radicalize and make things worse. You know, I don't think the natural proclivity of nations, if they're doing relatively well and people are doing well, is to become radicalized. I think the West wants radicalization. This is why when I talked to an anesthesiologist in Israel 3.5 months ago, he was taking care of people that were ISIS shooters and injured in war fighting against the Syrian government and Assad and the Russians. And they're treated in Israeli hospitals because Israel, I call it state of, it's a real hell, NATO, Academy, which is Blackwater Security, and Securicom, AS4, are working together to make sure these people are trained and supplied with equipment from America through their proxies of the Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, etc., and Turkey. And Erdogan, you know, finally got a reality check to realize, hey, I'm not in control of ISIS. And as soon as he tried to apologize to the Russians, they blew up his airport, Ataturk Airport, the 10th largest busy airport on the planet. So, you know, what's happening right now is we got maniacs that need to be in a psychiatric ward like Obama, and we got very evil, self-centered, narcissistic people like Hillary Clinton, who are absolutely, you know, hell-bent and determined to do anything to get power in the White House. And they could care less what happens to the American public, whether they get blown up at Stadia or shopping centers or whether we have a domestic security bill. It's all very scary stuff. And, you know, all we can do is pray for America that you know, Trump has someone that puts duct tape on his mouth to not have potty mouth and has good advisors, and Hillary that missteps to the point where even the Democrats could stomach her. And help us, God help us, what a mess.
It is a mess, though. But that's
yeah,
not
the big mess.
We'll talk about it later.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Dr. Bob, the situation, I don't think is dire. I think the fact that we have alternative media and we expose all these things. We're going to try to get Roger Stone back on the program because he is a close advisor to Trump. And I think getting rid of Corey Lewandowski, who is a little bit what I call over the top in terms of like the witch is dead and showing her sort of under some kind of a fence or something with, you know, the leggings of a witch. And she obviously is not doing well because she's laying down with her feet stuck out underneath the fence. I think that Lewandowski kind of exaggerates to the point where he actually, you know, puts Trump in a position of almost being a clown. And I think that the current leaders, especially if he gets a good vice president, like, you know, someone that actually, perhaps a woman, but someone that is even spoken, measured, is a solid Christian and has reasonable policies to how to politic these issues rather than just kind of bluster about them. But I think what's going on with Hillary is I'm very concerned if that monster gets into the White House, America is going to have a very, very rough time.
Well, I think right now, if you look at what's facing the country, the fact that most people don't trust either of the two primary candidates tells you a lot about the state of the direction here. As far as Hillary goes, I'd like to read something actually regarding Barack Obama first. This is from page 66, actually, of my Hillary Clinton book.
Right.
And let me read something. This is from Catholic Cardinal Stafford. He was the head of the so-called Apostolic Penitentiary of the Holy See. So he had a high spot with the Vatican. He says, the content of Obama and Biden have elements similar to those described earlier. Aggressive, disruptive, apocalyptic. He says, my use of term word apocalyptic would be emphatically biblical, rooted in the understanding of the book of the Apocalypse. So what he said back in 2008 when Barack Obama and Joe Biden got in was, look, they are apocalyptic. They're going to do things related to the book of Revelation, which some Catholics call the book of the Apocalypse.
Right.
Well, by that definition, you know, Hillary Clinton is also apocalyptic. And in my book, and we've gone over some of these before, but now that it looks like she's more likely to get in, we'll see if we can get through too many of these. In my book, I actually list 20 reasons why I consider that she's apocalyptic. As I said, I don't she can't be the beast, but first of all, in this one, just timing.
Give me the disclaimers as to why she can't. I mean, I don't know. I think one of the things is we put through the lens, we always try to think male.
Okay. Okay.
But, because I want you to go through what you're purposing, but then kind of tell us why academically and logically she can't be the beast dictator.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if I don't think we have time to do this 20 plus the other, but we'll see. Well, before I go to my list of 20, I'll give you one simple thing. Just one simple one.
Right.
And that is, if the gender terms in the Old and New Testament do refer to the correct gender,
right,
that eliminates her. Okay. And I can go through other reasons, but
yeah, but for, I don't know if gender terms can be used for her. If you even look at her hands, the biometrics of a hand of a woman who's often lesbian, if you look at even the biometrics of, say, I call Mike the Spike, the so-called wife of Obama, it's male biometrics. I mean, if you look at the biometrics of people that are lesbian, they have different hand and finger and other, you know, anatomical biometrics that are not female. And
scripturally, the Bible would still consider the lesbians to be female. So anyway, but there's a bunch of other reasons. Let's try to go through why she's apocalyptic. If we get a chance, I'll go through reasons why.
Yeah, we'll do other shows, but I'd like to hear some of that, the analysis on both sides.
Okay. Well, anyway, the first one is her timing. Now, what many of your listeners may not realize is that a lot of early Christians believed that basically, because in 6 days God made heaven, the earth, and the rest, and rested on the Sabbath, as well as a statement in the book of Psalms, and as well as something that Peter wrote about a day being like 1,000 years to God. Many believed that God had given humankind 6,000 years to rule itself, to be followed by the millennial reign of Jesus.
Right.
If that is correct, and I'm one who accepts that as a traditional doctrine of the church and one that appears to be true, then whoever becomes president, even if it was Mr. Trump, will be apocalyptic in the sense that they're going to do stuff, whether it's intentional or unintentional, that'll help bring about the end. That was one. Second, though, and that is, she's a woman. And in Isaiah 3, verse 12, there's a prophecy warning about women ruling over us. And interestingly, the Anglo-Saxon nations, the other leading Anglo-Saxon nations in the planet, the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, have all had a female as their top executive. Now, forget the fact they have a queen, that was one, but they've all had a female prime minister. Now, the United States is not a parliamentary system, and I don't believe biblically we absolutely have to have a female as president to fulfill the prophecy in Isaiah 3:12. But should Mrs. Clinton get in, and right now the chances look fairly high, the betting money says, I think she said 70-something percent chance that she'll get it.
Yeah, there's an analyst of Oregon that's had a very high batting average, and uses advanced mathematical analysis, and he says it's like 50+1%, but the chances of her becoming...
I don't accept the 80%. It's the same kind of 70-80%. I mean, that's the same thing they said about the Brexit. They said that all the betting money was it wasn't going to happen, and I'm thinking, no, it's closer than that.
Oh, I think it's closer, but I think that when they use some of their mathematical models, I would say if Trump doesn't make missteps in his statements and he stays on message, she's finished. But if he makes missteps and if he makes missteps, it's his election to lose. Because I don't really think it's dependent on what she does. She's going to continue to do $1.5 billion, $2 billion of attack ads on Trump. And to be honest with you, it's really hard to find stuff on Trump that really holds water. I mean, you can make statements, but when you listen to it closely, other than the rabid people that will continue to make statements really angrily looking at you, he's a hater, he hates Hispanic people, he's this, and they're shaking their head at you, it's like, no, there's no evidence to support that.
Right, and then eventually they're getting tired of the fact that anybody who doesn't agree with the abortion LGBT crowd, if we say anything, that means we're racist too. I mean, you know...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We're kind of getting tired of that. Yeah, and actually, number three, actually, of my list, has to do with the Roe versus Wade decision in the United States. In 1973, that decision was made.
Right.
And the United States used to be the world's largest creditor nation, and now we're the world's largest debtor nation, or at least we seem to be pretty close to that.
Right.
And there are prophecies in the Bible, in the book of Habakkuk, that warn against this. And when you listen to Mrs. Clinton speak, or you see what she actually did when she was a senator, U.S. senator from New York, she happened to pick, probably to help make sure she could get New York when she ran for president in the future, but whichever, she did. She has not put forth policies to reverse the growing debt. I think the Bible warns against debt, and I think she's going to increase it.
Right.
In addition, the fourth thing I'd list is that she's asked for increased cooperation with the Europeans, and she's been involved in some things which I believe are very dangerous for U.S. national security. I mean,
right.
We briefly discussed the Emailgate situation at the beginning.
Right.
Now, something you and I talked about years ago, and this is when you first had me on, when I wrote a book explaining why the world was not going to end in 2012,
right.
I mentioned that I felt that the United States would compromise in terms of its GPS system and end up agreeing to use Europe's Galileo system for part of our military defense.
Right.
And the reason to bring that up is that when that happened, Mrs. Clinton, as part of the Obama administration, but she was Secretary of State, was part of this. And the
right.
United States agreed to do something that a former defense secretary said, we should never let the Europeans even put this thing up, okay, let alone make ourselves dependent upon it. And she was part of that, and she's still doing things along those lines. Now, something else, the fifth thing, and you alluded to this in toward the end of one of the last segment, I think it was, about, you know, things are happening, stirring up difficulties in the Middle East, et cetera. And Mrs. Clinton has encouraged the formation of international coalitions, particularly Islamic ones. And the Bible warns about the rise of somebody called the King of the South. And her policies, Barack Obama's policies, and some other leaders, Henry Kissinger's a big one for all this, they're trying to get a Muslim empire to form. Now,
right.
Mrs. Clinton's case, she has somebody working for her with claimed ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, people say that she's not really part of the Muslim Brotherhood and all this kind of stuff.
Mm.
But basically, what they want is an Islamic government. And I still have found it totally bizarre how the people who support abortion, the people who support the LGBT agenda, people who push it like Hillary Clinton, at the same time seem exceptionally sympathetic to a terroristically inclined religion which teaches pretty much no tolerance of the LGBT agenda. But the Bible warns about those who will not retain God in their knowledge, those who support the LGBT agenda, by the way. It
right.
talks about that in Romans 1, verses 18 through 32, that they end up with a mind that doesn't think clearly. And so maybe that explains some of the contradictions. But she certainly does want a coalition to rise. It sounds like the King of the South, a biblical prophecy.
Right.
Number six, she does not seem to consider that defense spending is as much of a priority. I would think that she would also tend to move more toward increasing her view of social programs. Your listeners may or not recall that there was something decades ago called Hillary Care
right.
that was proposed. Hillary Care, by the way, and I'll, since this is a Nutramedical report, we'll just comment upon it here. Hillary Care would have put you and I both out of business because
right.
they would not allow people to function who were not licensed by the feds of the state or whatever.
Right.
And you've chosen not to be licensed here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've chosen not to move to a state that requires licensing, even though I am eligible for licensure in a bunch of states. Okay? We couldn't function like that because they don't want anybody outside the system. And, you know, she was having people blast Bernie Sanders' economic plans as being unrealistic.
One of the solutions to the healthcare crisis is to get rid of malpractice and do it to mediation. The other is to allow lateral training so you can start as a firefighter and become a neurosurgeon. And the third is to get rid of state licensure in all forms, that you have national bodies that are not government-related that can actually certify people as competent in a particular area of expertise. So you can start off being a conventional, say, medical doctor and then get licensed in functional medicine. License in environmental medicine, license like we have our academies at the American College for Advancement of Medicine. I belong to all three academies, and to be honest with you, it would be a stricture for me to be under the licensure where people on the board would have no level of expertise comparable to mine in the areas in which I have expertise in toxicology, infectious disease, diagnostic functional medicine, including quantum functional medicine like QRMA and bioplasm, or the idea of public health and issues where I've actually worked with the federal government. And I've seen this repeatedly in the state of Colorado, where we have uneducated, incompetent idiots who are populating it primarily to protect business interests of some people within their board or affiliates of the board that could protect one group of, say, surgeons against another group. And this has happened in Texas and other states, too. The idea they don't want, for example, they didn't license naturopaths in Colorado. So the Colorado Board of Examiners tried to see if they could regulate them, even though they weren't licensed. And the state of Colorado had a very aggressive approach toward naturopaths, because naturopaths didn't need to be licensed. And in California, they passed a law years ago. You don't need to have a, quote, license if you have experience and training and certification to actually give advice regarding nutritional and functional medicine. So I'm not interested in a license because, to be honest with you, the licensure process is adverse to what I call comprehensive care. And polypharmacy care is every 20% or less of the drugs are useful, even 20% of the time. And a doctor's approach toward it is, if we fail because you won't take our medicine our way, or we give you too many side effects or precipitate your early demise, it's your fault, not ours, that we poisoned you. And I know the medical system is extremely aggressive, very domineering, and doesn't want to accept even other good solid science areas like toxicology, etc. And Hillary Clinton would eliminate that. It would make sure that only conventional chemotherapy would be given, which, by the way, in 6 months kills half of the people. And I've done it myself, so I've killed a lot of people giving chemotherapy when I was trained in internal medicine years ago. And I can tell you, it's not rational. It's not rational. And so anybody who wants to defend this or defends abortion, say there always is a reason to have an abortion. I can tell you from first-hand knowledge, women who even had cancer and you abort them while they're having cancer, their demise is much quicker than if they maintain the pregnancy through their term. Their immune system stays competent. So there is no excuse whatsoever when you talk about a tubal pregnancy, for example. So Hillary and her pro-abortion maniacs, they could even just put a valve in women so they would never get a pregnancy unless it was wanted. You don't need to take toxic drugs that form 16-hydroxyestrone addicts. But with Hillary Care, the personal decision of people that want good care and the personal control and ethics of the doctor go right out the window, because she wants absolute control right to the moment, from toxic polypharmacy to premature death. That's what Hillary wants.
Well, I think most of your listeners do not realize how the United States and the United Kingdom have been affected by certain medical laws. I wasn't going to mention another book I wrote, but I wrote another book called Naturopathy for the 21st Century.
Right.
And I have in it the Herbalist Charter. And let me give your listeners a little bit of background on this. And it goes like this. Once upon a time, the physicians and surgeons pushed Henry VIII to sign a law to give them some kind of a license. And then after they got licensed, they claimed that they needed to do this to stop witchcraft or to various other reasons, okay, and that they were so good. Well, despite Henry's adulterous direction, Henry started to smell a rat. And he finally signed in the Herbalist Charter that basically said something to the effect, if God has given a man or woman knowledge of waters and herbs, they are a lot better than these physicians and surgeons that I license. They don't charge as much. They don't cheat people like this. And they help them. So if God's given somebody in my realm this ability, they're going to get to do it, and they can do it. So that became the Herbalist Charter, and that was part of the Magna Carta.
Right.
Which, but then you've had, because of medical licensure laws, I can't remember his first name. Your listeners probably heard of a guy named Bragg's. They've got Bragg's vinegar in all the health food stores and stuff.
Right.
They arrested Bragg's for telling people, I think, you had to have bowel movements. I know they did that to V.E. Irons back in the 20s.
Yeah.
And people would be amazed how far the medical profession has gone to try to have a certain amount of control.
And by the way, it's very obscene. As a surgeon, as a trained surgeon, as a trained intensivist doctor, as a background PhD level in genetics and metabolic disease, I can tell you that doctors are unqualified in most areas of healthcare. Most.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back. By the way, while we were kind of break, I just got an interesting Jared Kushner, the Donald Trump I know. And, of course, Jared Kushner is, he says, it's simply really, Donald Trump is not an anti-Semite. He's not a racist. Of course, he's his father-in-law, okay? So let's put it this way, all right? So the media will take a minutiae of something and twist it completely beyond recognition to the point where it's a bold-faced lie twisted out of recognition and blown up to the size of an elephant. The media are irresponsible maniacs. And, the fact that Comey's sold out, the fact that he tried to interpret the law, which isn't his right, the fact that that Hillary is not getting prosecuted, should be a real warning sign to even Democrats that if she gets in power, they have no idea what this woman will do. I mean, Hillary Care is a good example of something which is going to drive up costs, basically de-license doctors, prevent doctors that are near retirement from even being able to afford malpractice so they can continue part-time work, and suppress advances in medical care so doctors have to go to Mexico and Europe and elsewhere with this kind of, dictatorial, total control-freak system, which we already have in America, which is already bad, which may be made considerably worse by whatever fix Hillary would put to health care to fix Obamacare, which is a god-awful mess.
Although,
Yeah,
you and I are both not pro pro medicine.
I will tell people overpriced and. Yeah, I'll tell when it's appropriate. For example, I had a gentleman the other day, because I'm a surgeon, I've done every kind of open surgery, including vascular surgery, orthopedics, and plastic. I've taken extra time, emergency surgery, cut downs, you name it, intubations. I've done pretty well everything except for open heart and brain surgery, intensive care, and so on. I'm going to tell you when it's appropriate. So the guy said, "Well, I have a family history of vascular disease." And I said, "Well, really?" I said, "Well, did you see a cardiologist? No. Have you had a transesophageal echogram? No. Did you have a high-speed CT scan? No." I said, "Do you know what the valve leaflets are in your blood flow, pre- and post-Valsalva maneuver, or if they do a TEF with pharmacology or not?" No. I said, "Well, then what are you asking me for?" I said, "I know the benchmarks of whether or not you need surgery, and if you have myxomatous change, I can heal those valve leaflets using nutraceuticals, because there are no drug therapies for it, but there are peptides, for example, and other nutraceuticals that can help heal them. Mild hyperbaric oxygen. If you need a stem cell transplant, I can even arrange that to regenerate your heart muscle and valve leaflets. But don't tell me, unless you're an extremist and you've got calcified valve leaflets, that you're going to suffer a cardiac arrest." I said, "Most surgery isn't appropriate." I'll give you another good example. I had a man who's both doctor, family doctor, and surgeon, was ready to do a total knee replacement. I said, "Did they do an MRI arthrogram of your knee joint?" And he said, "No." I said, "We'll have them do that, and also do one in the retropatellar space." His knee was perfectly fine. Not a damn thing wrong, except behind the kneecap was a mess. And I told him, I said, "The orthopedist needs to go in there and do a clean out, deburr the fragments and suck out all the fragments that are calcifying, and reattach the ligaments so that it properly tracks along the femoral condyles. And if they do that, you're going to be good for decades, and you won't need a knee replacement." And I said, "You may need a dynamic orthotic in your shoe." But, you know, instead, the rabid doctors and their sharp scalpels and their pinheads want to go ahead and do surgery on this man and wreck his life and maybe put him in danger. So,
well, we didn't get through our 20 apocalyptic reasons about this.
We need to get back for that, yeah. Yeah, well, we need to get back. We get off on a rabbit trail, unfortunately, because Hillary, if she gets in, will make healthcare an even bigger mess. Let's get you back on. Just stay right there. We'll schedule another time, Dr. Bob, and we'll keep talking with Hillary. Hillary's not going away yet unless she has a stroke. Or a heart attack or something. Maybe God will take her out. I'm praying for her to repent before she goes to hell, but I hope that we don't have to put through the hell of being with Hillary as president.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.